everybody. Hope you are having a great day. What a beautiful day. The second day of spring here in Tucson in southern Arizona. It is beautiful out there. The snow on the Catalinas is just really, really nice. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, March 21st, 2012, and I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, The Voice, AM 1030, and the Voice Network stations, KJAA 1240 AM in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, carrying the show. And we stream the show live at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. And if you miss a portion of the program, missed a segment, or would like to revisit the program, we have three venues for your 24/7 anytime, anywhere, listening in the world at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We will get things rolling with a newsmaker interview with Bill Rowe. Mr. Rowe is the newly elected chair of the Democratic Party of Arizona. 20 minutes past the hour, Comet Discoverer Dr. David Levy joins us for his monthly visit to our program. 30 minutes past the hour, it's our CEO interview series presented by Trio. Today we will introduce the Buckmaster Show listeners to another of the top business decision makers in Southern Arizona. Today it is Judy Patrick, head of SCF Arizona. 45 minutes past the hour, our monthly Blogger Beat series spotlights the Espresso pundit himself. Greg Patterson will be with us. You can join the conversation anytime at 790-2040, the Buckmaster Show live line. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Now, we want to joining us now from Phoenix and the Democratic headquarters up there, Bill Rowe. Mr. Rowe is the new chair, and he is from Tucson, the first chair to come from outside of Maricopa County in a generation. A conservationist, Bill Rowe has served on the board of directors for the Arizona League of Conservation Voters. He also served two terms on the Arizona State Parks Board and was a member of the Land and Water Trust Board. Bill Rowe is also Arizona's Democratic National Committeeman. Bill, how are you today?
I'm terrific, Bill, and it is good to hear your voice again. And I had no idea you reached all the way down to the southeast corner of Cochise County or up to Gila County. So I want to be sure to say hello to Democrats and Chairman of Gila County, the Gila County Party, Chris Tilley, and the Cochise County Party, Rick Brownell. And I am really pleased to know that your reach is that far afield. Well, and, of course, to the Pima County Democrats as well.
Well, Bill, actually, the station, we figured 8 of Arizona's 15 counties. So we really have great reach with this program. So you're being heard by a lot of Democrats, independents, and Republicans throughout southern Arizona.
Terrific.
Talk to me a little bit about what you have set for your goals, and I think it is really great for Tucson that we now have the leadership coming from Tucson, and you already were the Arizona committeeman, the Democratic committeeman for Arizona, and then when you have the Republican committeeman for Arizona, Bruce Ash, also from Tucson, that's good for southern Arizona.
Well, we certainly hope so, and you know, the goals that the party has, and I am a spokesman for the party at this stage of the game, is to look at Arizona and recognize we've got a new normal now. We've got a different situation than we've had before. I'm really surprised how excited I am in the last 3 or 4 days of being chair. I was at the Women in Blue event in Phoenix, the breakfast yesterday morning, with 100 women ready to march on the legislature with their specific concerns. And the level of enthusiasm there and at the state committee meeting last Saturday was terrific. We've got a strong, unified party focused on winning in 2012. A strong state party, you know, we've got to have strong county parties. We work together, and one of the goals is to help make the county parties stronger than ever. And, of course, strong county parties help us have a stronger state party.
Is Obama definitely in play in Arizona?
Well, I'm not sure that's the way it's phrased, but I think the issue is the state of Arizona in play? And we were told, Jim Messina, the president's campaign manager, was here a couple of weeks ago. He met with former party chair Jim Peterson and myself and was quite clear they were looking at us very, very closely. He shared with us some poll data a couple of weeks ago that was quite good, and since then, public polls have gotten even better. Well, they won't make that decision yet for another probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Ron Barber has made that decision now to not only go for the special election, but actually to go for the regular election coming up as well. A lot of support Democrats getting behind Mr. Barber.
Yes, and I talked to Ron several times in the last week, and I've talked and communicated with each of the other people who were considering running in the August 28th primary, and I have an understanding, I think, of where everybody is at this stage of the game, and I think everybody wishes Ron the very best in this. There are two candidates that are going to at least stay in the race for the next couple of months. And, you know, primaries can be very healthy things. They can help define issues. They can help sharpen a candidate's skills. So we're not afraid of the primary at all, and we'll be ready to move on to in the special primary. That election, the victor on June 12, only will serve to January 2013. And then the election in primary August 28th and the general election November 6th, that candidate will serve for the full two-year term in the new district. So the new district is not, that's District 2, will not be the same as the election that Ron is running in on June 12. It will have changed some.
Joining us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline is Bill Rowe. He is from Tucson. He is the new Arizona Democratic Party chair. He is speaking with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline from Democratic headquarters in Phoenix. So it's your understanding, and Mr. Farley, Steve Farley, state representative, has said he will not now be running for Congress. He will run instead for the state Senate. But you have talked to Paula about and Matt Hines, and at least they're staying in for the time being. Is that your understanding, Bill?
I had dinner with Matt Hines last night and the night before with Paula about up here in Phoenix. They, of course, are working in their duties as legislators, Paula as a state senator and Matt as a state representative. And they both intend on continuing for the time being. And it's not my role to dissuade them at all. It is to make sure that the candidates and the people on their staff, both hired and employees, recognize at the end of the campaign only one person is going to win, and then we all have to work together for the general election.
How about your staff in Phoenix? You've had some turnover up there. Are you getting things? Part of your job, I suppose, these early days will be the organization of the state party chair.
Well, we have an executive director. Luis Heredia has served in that position for over 3 years, and it is an incredibly demanding job. I think currently he's probably the most long-lived state director in the country. He does an incredibly good job for us. And we have been blessed over the years with some really, really good employees, and this is a good training ground. So people like Emily DeRose was so good she got hired to go work for the National Democratic Governors Association as spokesman. Our numbers person, Chris Brill, went to the Democratic National Committee to work for them. And we have a whole list of people over the last decade who have gone to better jobs. Right now, with three congressional candidates in the new District 9 in Phoenix, Ann Kirkpatrick's district in the northeastern part of the state, and the candidates down in southern Arizona, and then two Senate candidates, Bivens and Carmona. The state party has been raided because we've been a good training ground, we've got good people, and we have almost completed the rehiring process. I think we are waiting to sign the dotted line for the communications director. But we've recently hired Barb Lubin from Phoenix, and then from southern Arizona, Mara Lee has just come on board with us, and she is doing a lot of outreach work for us, and she has been she was terrific during the redistricting process, helping turn out people all through Santa Cruz County and southern Pima County. And so we have added all of our, you know, we've filled almost all the positions. We're still waiting for that communications director. And then a little bit later, we'll add a press secretary. Sam Almy, who has done a lot of work in Pima County for the Pima County Party, he's the new, the voter computer network. And he is going to manage that for the state party. He's just come back from advanced training out of state.
So he's your IT guy then?
Essentially.
So it sounds like you've got you're lining up all your key positions. And I know Democrats were very energized to have Senator Mark Udall was in town in Arizona recently.
Senator Udall was terrific. He talked about growing up in Tucson. He told some of his father's jokes again, gave us personal insights into his life history here. But I think the most interesting thing, and we had the event was at the Desert Diamond Casino with Native Americans from at least two nations there, was he talked about his grandfather, Levi Udall. He had had two relatives who had been on the Arizona Supreme Court. Levi Udall was on that court in the 1940s. And in 1948, he authored the opinion that gave Native Americans the right to vote. Up to that point, Native Americans were treated as wards of the state, and they did not have the right to vote in Arizona. And he quoted from his grandfather's opinion in 1948, and it was extremely moving. And he made the point that this was important to Native Americans in Arizona, but it was also important to all the rest of it. Of us, because it pointed out so very clearly how important our voting rights are as citizens.
Bill Rowe, we will look forward to speaking with you down the road. Thank you very much for being with us, and congratulations as you head up the state Democratic Party. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Well, thank you, Bill, and it's been a pleasure and really good to hear your voice.
Take care. Thank you very much. That was Bill Rowe, who is the new Arizona State Chairman for the Democratic Party. Actually, it's been some 35 years since the Tucson area had a chair of the state party. So good for Southern Arizona, I am sure. David Levy, the world-famous comet discoverer, is coming up next, 12:18 on the Wednesday edition of Buckmaster. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:22, and time for our monthly visit with the world-famous comet discoverer, Dr. David Levy. Dr. Levy has been responsible for the discovery of 23 comets, including Shoemaker-Levy 9, which smashed into Jupiter, producing one of the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David Levy joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line from his Vail, Arizona home of the owner-operated Jarnac Observatory. David, how are you?
I'm very well. Couldn't be better. I'm happy as a pig in manure.
Oh, there you go. David, I know you and many of your colleagues in the astronomy community are not at all happy about a legislative bill that's been proposed for new electronic billboards. Basically, it is threatening the state's dark skies, which really could scare off a proposed observatory they're trying to lure to northern Arizona. It would open the door, this bill, for signs in Pima County suburbs and in the Phoenix area, because no such billboards are allowed right now in Pima County, and Tucson also forbids them, but it really does open the door, doesn't it, David?
Absolutely. This is a very dangerous precedent, Bill, and I very much hope that this doesn't happen, because Tucson would probably remain a haven for dark sky, but everywhere else in the state there'd be this line of light that would go up the highway from Phoenix to Flagstaff, from Flagstaff to the Grand Canyon, from Phoenix down towards Tucson and southeast of Tucson, and all the way to the to the New Mexico border. This would be a terrible precedent, and I very much object to this happening, and I hope that it does not happen.
And dark skies are such an important part of your work, right?
Yes, they are. It probably wouldn't affect me, because we live several miles, we live about 3 miles south of Interstate 10, and we're probably out of the line of fire, but it would certainly hurt the image of the state as a that is one of the has boasts one of the darkest skies in the country.
Yeah, we're all we're
don't
known
want that to happen.
We are known as the astronomy capital of America, and that would harm
the world.
It. Yeah, the world. There you go.
Yes.
David, the Sharing the Sky Foundation, this is the organization that you and your lovely wife, Wendy,
yes.
Created. You have your annual Star Night. That's coming up March 31st at the University of Arizona.
At the end of this month, just a few days away, just a little over a week away, we're going to have, we start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Saturday, March 31st, and it'll be at the University of Arizona Mall. We'll be observing the sun, save sun. And then that'll take place from 3 until sunset. And then after that, we'll have as many as 40 telescopes set up that will be observing the sky, the night sky, Jupiter and Venus, later Mars, and then Saturn near the end, and also some of the denizens of the deep sky will be available for us. It'll be a wonderful thing, and it'll inspire people to go out and look at the night sky, just as Shakespeare did hundreds of years ago when he had the inspiration to write in Hamlet, "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy." This gives us a chance to relive that and understand how there truly are more things in heaven and earth.
This really is a great time for the planets, especially Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn. We've had some alignments that I believe will not be coming around for decades.
Well, I'm not sure about decades, but what we do have is a wonderful alignment right now of four of the five classical planets. And the only one that isn't in the lineup right now is Mercury, but all the bright ones are there. Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, and it's fantastic. And those who have a telescope will be able to see Uranus as well, and Neptune, which completes our current list of planets.
And where do we look in the sky for this lineup?
Well, Jupiter and Venus are in the west. Jupiter is the lowest, and then Venus is higher. Mars is almost overhead at dusk, and then Saturn is coming up in the east. So it's a beautiful lineup right along the ecliptic. Without even leaving your home, you go outside and take a tour of our solar system.
How about meteor showers?
Meteor showers, too, Bill. We have, at the end of April, we have the Lyrid meteors. Talk about that more next month. But that's the first major shower of the spring, and that'll be at the end of April, followed very soon by the Eta Aquarids, which are from Halley's Comet, and they come in early May.
And we have an eclipse coming up, David, as well?
Yes, on the 20th of May, we have a partial eclipse of the sun that'll be visible very well from Tucson. If you're willing to go to Albuquerque, you'll be right on the center line, and it'll be what's called a ring of fire eclipse, an annular eclipse. And my lovely wife, Wendy, and I are going to see it from Albuquerque with our children and grandchildren. And then on June the 5th, Venus crosses the sun. Venus crosses the sun, and we get a transit of Venus. It'll be the last in this century.
Yes, the transit of Venus, quite famous, and there's actually a memorial I remember many years ago when I was on the island of Tahiti in French Polynesia. There is a monument for the transit of Venus for Captain Cook's voyage happening coincided with that event. That would have been in the 1780s, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's right. We had a transit there in the 1780s. There's a monument in St. John's, Newfoundland for one of the 19th century transits, and then we had none in the 20th century, and this will be the second we're having in this century, but the last one until next century.
David Levy, it is always a pleasure, and I know you're very busy trying to find that 20 elusive 24th comet.
Yes, still working. hope I'm going to get tonight or tomorrow to start this routine again.
Let us be the first to know, okay, David Levy?
Okay, thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks a lot. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on Astronomer, the world-famous comet discoverer, joins us once a month. We are at the halfway point of the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday afternoon, our CEO interview series, introducing you to the top decision makers in the business community. That is coming up as we continue with the Buckmaster Show for this Wednesday afternoon. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The standoff continues in the French city of Toulouse, where police have surrounded an apartment building since early today, trying to arrange the surrender of a suspect in seven recent shooting deaths. Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum says he supports a House Republican budget proposal that would reduce deficits partly through cuts in benefit programs, but he says the spending cuts included in it should be accelerated. Supreme Court justices are sounding reluctant to allow Secret Service agents to be sued over free speech violations of people they arrest. Taking a look at Wall Street, heading into the final half hour of today's trading, the Dow is down about 15 points at 13,155, the NASDAQ up 14. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster on AM at 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and our Voice Network stations, our friends listening to us up in Globe and Gila County and in Cochise County in Douglas as well. And every 3 weeks here on the Buckmaster Show, we introduce you to a leader of one of Arizona's largest companies and or organizations. The CEO interview series on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Trio. Trio offering programs and services to support the attraction and expansion of companies that offer primary high-wage jobs to our citizens. Since 2005, Trio has facilitated the relocation and or expansion of more than 40 companies in the Tucson region, representing nearly 11,000 jobs and a $2 billion impact. For more information, visit Trio, that's TREOAZ.org. And today we talk with Judy Patrick. Judy is board chair of SCF Arizona, the largest and oldest workers' compensation insurer in the state. Prior to her work with SCF Arizona, Judy has owned and operated several companies and has served as the Director of Land Planning and Development Services for Pima County from 1991 to 2000. Judy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Tell me a little bit about SCF Arizona. It's, quite honestly, this is the first I had heard of it.
Well, by law, all businesses are required to have workers' comp insurance to cover their workers in case there's an injury. SCF is the state's oldest and largest workers' comp insurance provider. We were established by statute in 1925, and we offer coverage statewide.
So the Arizona legislature in 1925 created this?
Yes, they did.
Wow. And the point to why did they do that at that time?
Because across the country, there was similar legislation in many states because workers were incurring injuries and there was no coverage for them. And so many of the states went ahead and created legislation to create a workers' comp.
So is SCF Arizona a state agency or are you a private company?
No, we're not a state agency. We have been officially what's called a quasi-state agency, but we operate independent of the state and have for decades. We take no money from them. All of our revenues are from premiums from policyholders. However, in 2010, the legislature passed a bill and Governor Brewer signed it that directs us to become a private mutual insurance company on January 1st, 2013, which we are now in the process of doing.
So tell me, what impact then will this change have on SCF and your customers?
We don't believe that we'll see any change because we've acted and operated an awful lot like a mutual company. We will continue to treat our customers well and provide quality customer service and strive to make it easy to do business with us. We, of course, have to change our name, but we have plenty of time for that. But more importantly, our policyholders will now elect our board of directors. And then the legislation has removed some barriers for SCF that we faced for 87 years. The creating statute restricted us from selling other lines of insurance. Currently, we can only sell workers' comp. In the future, we'll be on a level playing field with other insurance companies, and we will be able to bundle workers' comp with other lines of insurance. We do pay state taxes, and we are regulated just like every other insurance company by the Department of Insurance, and we compete with approximately 200 other insurance companies.
How about your lineup? Do you have quite a few workers here in Southern Arizona?
Yes, we do. Our main office is located in Phoenix, and we have roughly 370 employees. We also have a presence in Southern Arizona, in Tucson here, an office, because this is our second largest market.
SCF was named a top 25 workplace for women. And also, it's a very healthy workplace.
Yes,
so what's your secret?
I am very, very proud of this company. From the top down, we are totally committed to a very positive and healthy workplace. We have a very good benefits package for our employees. We have an employee-driven charitable giving program that includes about 12 paid volunteer hours for each employee, and we match their contributions to a charity up to about $500. We encourage our employees to be strongly involved in our communities, to mentor others, and to be involved. We have a workout facility. We're very strong into a wellness program for our employees because a healthy workforce is a positive and productive workforce.
Have you been hiring folks lately?
No, we have not.
Because of the economy?
Yes, the economy has hurt our business as well as everyone else's. We're starting to see some stabilization in the market now.
What do we need to do to attract new businesses? You're a member, you and dozens of other community leaders and business leaders are members of the TRIO board of directors. What's your take on what we need to make this a better place for business?
I believe we're, through TRIO, I sit on the board of directors of TRIO, and I believe we're doing an awful lot there to help be positive and to promote business and make business easy to do in Tucson. And I think that as all of us business people, we can promote Tucson, promote our airport, promote what a great environment this is to work in. We have sunshine most of the year, and to just be very positive.
And you mentioned the airport, and we're very proud here on this program to have Tucson International Airport as one of our sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Aviation out of Southern Arizona is something I strongly believe in. I don't like driving up to Phoenix to use that airport. Why do it when you can support local people who are working at the airport? These are local Tucson people that you are supporting the economy by flying out of Tucson.
I couldn't agree with you more on that. In the 80s, it might have been financially right to go to Phoenix. You would have had a savings, but no more is there that savings. And I think a lot of Tucsonians are not aware of that. We have a beautiful airport. It's very, very well run. And I'd like to encourage more people to use our Tucson airport.
Yeah, I was going to say, Judy, that the latest surveys really show there is virtually no difference to most destinations money-wise out of Phoenix or Tucson, and by the time you drive up to Phoenix, it's costing you more.
That's what we see and believe.
SCF Arizona, you're partnering with industry and business organizations, with the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, with your association safety program. What's that program about?
Well, we started a partnership program with various associations, such as the Chamber, many years ago, and we have about 40 business partners statewide. We have a safety training and education that is key behind this program. We provide seminars to associations on specific workplace safety topics and on what they can do to costs, because we know that safe companies save money. We encourage the use of our Preferred Connection Network, where medical providers are contracted to treat injured workers at costs less than the Industrial Commission fee schedule. We have safety work expos. And our partnerships, we offer some help with marketing. And those that participate, when we're able to declare a dividend, they participate in that dividend.
Speaking with Judy Patrick of SCF Arizona, you said there would be a name change. Are you kicking that around right now, what that possible name
yes,
would be?
Yes, we have professionals working on that, as every company does. It's tricky. I didn't realize how tricky
it
was.
Yes, this is called Judy rebranding.
How hard it is to find a name that works. But we have until 2014, and we have people behind the scenes who know how to do this.
How has your insurance industry been hit by this downturn? Turn of the economy?
Well, we've been hit very hard. We insured an awful lot of construction, and with construction gone, that pretty much hurt us considerably. And our premiums are based on payroll, so it's based on employees and types of jobs you have. So when we see a huge cut like that since 2008, we took a huge hit. But we're starting to see some comeback. Our retention rates are good, and we're starting to hear of construction that is employing, and in Phoenix that is doing well. So
there is light at the end of the tunnel, things starting to pick up?
Yes, I think we all call it the new normal that we're getting used to, but yes.
Judy Patrick has been our guest on the CEO interview series presented by TRIO, and you've been very active with TRIO. Do you think that it's a good idea having so many board members? I know you're really getting a lot of different voices now with the board, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I've been in Tucson 50 years and in business a long time, and I see huge diversity of businesses who have stepped up, who really believe in Tucson, want to make this a better place, and to bring a diversified business sector into Tucson. We have a plan at TRIO, and we're adhering to it, and we all work to help bring those businesses in.
Judy, where can people find out more about your company?
At our website, scfaz.com.
And that's a good place to learn about SCF Arizona and what you're doing there. Judy Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me today.
The CEO interview series presented by TRIO. For more information about TRIO, you can visit TRIO, that's TREOAZ.org. Coming up now on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, we return in a few moments to our conversation on politics. We began the program with Bill Rowe. He's the new Democratic chair for the state of Arizona. Coming up next, Greg Patterson, who is the blogger and the Espresso Pundit is his blog. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at VeroAmorePizza.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1249 here in Arizona. The Buckmaster Show support coming from, in part, from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Rancho Vistoso and Splendido, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, we like to introduce our listeners to the voice behind the blog in our Blogger Beat segment. This month, we again welcome Greg Patterson, who writes the Expresso Pundit, a former Arizona state lawmaker. Greg is also the former director of the Residential Utility Consumer Office and a former chief of staff of the Arizona State Senate. In 2009, the Arizona Capital Times newspaper named Greg one of the 10 most influential Arizonans of the past decade, and the Washington Post recently named his blog the best political blog site in Arizona. Greg, good to have you back with us on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about Russell Pierce. The ex-senator, recalled Russell Pierce, is back in the game, it looks like.
That's correct, and I think he has a very good shot of coming back. Remember that the Democrats played their hand extremely well. I have to give them some credit. They wrote an editorial in the Arizona Republic saying that they did not want fellow Democrats to run in that race, and so that was a general election with just two Republicans in it, no Democrat. And because of that, Russell could lose that race and still get 70 or 80% of the Republican vote, which is what he did. And so this will be a primary. And so he will, I think, do quite well in the primary and I think is likely to be back in the Senate next year.
Lori Roberts, writing in the Republic today, says that the contender says he'll play over Pierce's one-note song, and that
sure.
Contender is Bob Worsley. Is that how it is pronounced, Mr. Worsley?
I believe that is how it's pronounced, and from everything I've heard, he's a very honorable man who would be an outstanding addition to the Senate. I support Pierce in something like that because I think he's been unfairly targeted. Pierce actually has a fairly broad agenda. He's just been so successful and so famous on the immigration agenda to the point where Barack Obama knows his name. that note tends to overshadow, but he really does have a fairly wide group of interest that he's supported.
Greg, you think Russell Pierce was treated unfairly, basically?
I do. I think that the media is pretty unhappy with him just generally. He's been phenomenally successful in what he does. And so, for example, they were simultaneously portraying him as being ineffective and impotent power-wise, while at the same time Montini called him the de facto governor. And sometimes they would do that in the same column. They would talk about how he was really the power behind Arizona, while at the same time he was so weak he couldn't get anything done. And yes, I think he was treated unfairly.
One of the things you cover, and I enjoy reading about, you cover the media many times, looking at the newspapers, specifically the Arizona Republic. What was this, Greg, about that the Republic employees and their sister organization, Channel 12 in Phoenix, were going to have to reapply for their jobs? What is that all about?
Well, we know, of course, that the newspaper industry is in steep decline. It's the fastest declining major industry in the United States. And several people who are analysts who follow that industry have said that it will probably be gone in 5 years or so. And Jim Hopkins, who writes the Gannett blog that covers Gannett nationally, reported that Gannett employees were being asked to reapply for their positions in papers across the country. And the Business Journal picked up that story. Mike Sonnix did a good job on that. And unfortunately, from Gannett's point of view, they didn't deny it. And so they just said they don't comment on things like that. And so when Sonnix wrote that story, there was a big outcry here, probably among Gannett people who aren't real happy about having to reapply. And after that, the Republic issued a denial. But even then, they corrected it, and they said, for now, people aren't going to have to reapply for their positions. But we know it's in a fairly steep decline.
Greg Patterson is with us. He writes the Expresso Pundit blog. As you know, Greg, we have a very important CD8 primary coming up. It's important for on the Republican side. There are four candidates, and by the way, I'll put a plug in here. Tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, we will go one-on-one with all four of the Republican candidates in the CD8 primary here on the Buckmaster Show, Colonel Martha McSally, State Senator Frank Antonori, businessman Jesse Kelly, and sports broadcaster Dave Sitton. Are you watching this race at all, Greg, or what?
Oh, yeah, I watch all the races. Okay. And I'm originally from Tucson, so I pay a lot of attention to the Tucson races.
What's your take?
I think that Antonori is the fighter in that group. He is aggressive. He's had really good, you know, military training, certainly. He's willing to take the bold move, and yet he is also, I think, very well organized. I think in a crowded field like that, with the Senate title that he already has at the moment and the work he's done here, that Antonori is probably the favorite.
And on the Democratic side, the news came out, Greg, as you know, that Ron Barber will be in it not only for this special election, but he has decided that he will also run in the fall for the regular election. Many believe, Greg Patterson, that Ron Barber has the inside track on this thing. What's your feeling on that?
Well, I think that's probably why Gabby timed her resignation, was to help him out. I mean, he pretty quickly was in, and then she pretty quickly endorsed him. I think he made a fundamental mistake in that he did not immediately announce for both seats, and so he left a lot of Democrats high and dry. So, for example, Paula Abaud wants that seat, Matt Hines wants that seat, and they were going to let him have the transition seat to finish out her term, and then they were going to run for the full seat. And he almost lured them in by being coy and pretty much implying that he wasn't going to run for the full seat. And then once they were in, he decided he would run for both. And I think that's going to sit badly with their supporters. And I don't know that he has the organizational structure behind him that's going to let him beat a Matt Hines or an Abaud.
Yeah, it's interesting. We had Bill Rowe, Greg, at the top of the show today. Bill is the first Democratic state chair in, I guess, about 35 years to be from Tucson. And he was talking to us that he met with Paula Abaud and Dr. Matt Hines within the last day or so. Both are in the race, still in the race. And, of course, Steve Farley has now dropped out of the race. He will run. Right. Representative Farley will now run for the state Senate, something he originally said he was going to do. Then he said he was going to run for Congress, but now he has decided not to run for Congress, but will be supporting Ron Barber. So it is a musical chairs situation,
sure.
Isn't it?
It is, and if Barber had been forthright in the very beginning, he could have forestalled that and had people unite around him. But he didn't do that, and nature abhors a vacuum, and so now you have other high-quality candidates in the race, and they're going to have to continue running. So the Democratic primary is actually a mess at the moment.
Greg, in our remaining minute or two here, what about this birther state? The Republic today has an editorial, the issue, more embarrassment for the state of Arizona, coming the birther state. What right. do you make of all this?
Well, I think the media needs a handful of good bills that make good soap operas. There's 1,500 bills that get introduced every year, and there's going to be a handful of them that are crazy, and one of them is going to be the birther bill, and then you're going to have guns on campus, and you're going to have guns in bars. And so that's four or five bills, but what really happens down there is you've got 90 people who work very hard on the other 1,500 bills that become 300 laws and an $8 billion budget, and unfortunately these bills tend to overshadow. But if you're down at the legislature, you will have never heard of these bills. They're almost exclusively a creation of media at that point. So it's unfortunate because it makes it look like this is the only thing they do. I wish they wouldn't do that because it is somewhat embarrassing. But a lot of it is the media just picking the five sexiest or weirdest or strangest bills they can come up with.
Just to generate a little interest in the legislative session rather than talking about budgets, which
sure.
folks, their eyes tend to glaze over when you start right. talking about budgets. How,
right.
We all know how important the budgets are, but not everybody realizes that it's that, as you say, a sexy topic.
Right, absolutely.
Greg Patterson, thank you very much. we want to urge everybody to go to your blog. And again, how do they do that?
They go to Espresso, E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O, Pundit, P-U-N-D-I-T.com. Or you can just Google Espresso and Greg Patterson, and I'm even higher than Starbucks on that list.
And you do like coffee, right, Greg?
And I do drink a lot of coffee. Yes, true.
Thanks for being on the show. We'll look forward to your next appearance. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Bill.
Greg Patterson with us on the Buckmaster Show, which is brought to you in part by our friends at Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants. Anyone looking for a CPA, and who isn't this time of the year, we strongly recommend Michael C. Flowers, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger, that's R-I-E-G-E-R.com, for great CPA services. Mike Flowers, the CPA of the Buckmaster Show. And again, a program reminder, tomorrow we will re-air the one-on-one interviews that we have done with the four candidates in the special CD8 primary coming up on April the 17th. That will be on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. Hope you will give a listen. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.